Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul, is you living? We all under attack,
is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner. Gang got their sights on him, on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like how my pills said they took the wrong. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it, never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, mom.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed.
May he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me. Knowing prison dangers. Doing time with rikers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go up 50 times. Same excuse every time. Serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and not repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Welcome. I think I got the sound right tonight. I got everything set up. I thought I wasn't going to make it. I'm starting to sound like a broken record with that. But y'all don't know. You don't know what you go through to prepare and be ready and set up for a podcast. It's not that easy, trust me. I like to tell people, like, I got three laptops in front of me, cell phone, two cell phones, a microphone, a bottle of water, some Tito's, Black and Mild, a little bit of weed, but I don't think I'm smoking tonight. I really feel good. I almost overslept for the show, believe it or not. I went fishing today. Well, I went fishing Tuesday on a party boat with one of my sons. Beautiful time out there. I had a beautiful time. And then one of my nephews came in town today. And we decided to go fishing today, so we did some freshwater fishing today, and the weather was beautiful, the fish was biting, Together we caught almost 50 fish. Even when we was leaving, the fish was still biting. So anybody who know anything about fishing, when you got beautiful weather and the fish is biting, it's a successful fishing day. A second thing that people don't know, relaxing as fishing is, it's still tiresome. Now that I can't explain how something relaxing to tire you out, but I was exhausted when I got home. Because I got up about 7 after we made our stops at the bait store and the gas station and a couple other places. We got there about 9:30. We fished to about 2. And it kind of wore me out. But like I said, it was a great day of fishing. We caught a lot of fish, even when we was leaving. If you haven't been fishing, you got to go. If you got children, sons, even daughters. My father started me fishing when I was about 5 years old. Maybe younger than that. I can't even remember. I'm just saying 5. It could have been 4. Started me off fishing, and I never looked back. Great hobby, great for relaxation, just a great thing to do if you have leisure time and if you're a patient individual. You have to be patient. But anyway, that's a little bit about me. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online podcast. It's Friday, September 2nd. Could you believe it's September 2nd already? School has started for a lot of people, but it starts next week for most of Patterson. September 7th, right after Labor Day. So the summer is just about over, and everybody know I'm a Virgo. I'm a September baby, so I like to plan my whole month out for the month of September, what I'm going to do. And I might just share a little bit with you real quick. But I got a lot of things planned for this month. The Nas and Mary J. concert compliments on my favorite niece, treating me to some Nas tickets. My favorite rapper, Nas, and my favorite rap group, the Wu-Tang Clan. And then on my birthday, September 17th, I don't know if I'm going to go out on the ocean on a party boat fishing or if I'm going to go to Bananas Comedy Club to see TJ Kirkland. And then on the 25th, I'm contemplating going out to Baltimore, Maryland and surprise one of my old Army partners from who I haven't seen since 1987. And then whatever else come with me, you know, I got special people in my life, so I probably wind up doing a couple of things with them too. But this is going to be a busy month for me. A lot of drinking, a lot of spending a lot of money, a lot of laughter, maybe even some tears. A lot of sex. Nah, I'm joking about that. But look, this week we got the Lisa Experience coming back, and I'm sure we got people who missed her last week. She couldn't be with us last week, but she'll be on in a minute, 8:15 to be exact. You know, the Lisa Experience, where sometimes keeping it real gets a little bit too real. And then after that, something I've been waiting for all week. I just love when I have a special guest coming through. But so many people are afraid to come on the show. They're afraid to come on the show, and I don't know why. It's just all fun. Clean fun. You know, so this is a dope podcast, and we talk about everything. If you want to talk about sex, talk about sex. If you want to talk about politics, talk about politics. If you want to talk about religion, talk about religion. We talk about everything on my podcast because we all adults here. It's no right answer. It's no wrong answer. This is one platform where you could come on here and you could say and do whatever you want to. Everything is legal. Everything is okay. It's an adult rated XXX podcast. And that don't mean we talking sexually all the time. Everybody know the rules. If you on the line, if you on the phone line, I see the callers on. If you on the phone lines and you want to go live, you have to press 1. If you on the link, if you listening from the link, matter of fact, let me send a blast out and let everybody know I'm live. If you on the link, unfortunately, you can't do nothing but call from the link. If you having trouble calling in, you know, send me a text or inbox or tell somebody to inbox me, and I'll call them from the computer phone because we don't want to leave anybody out. Nobody at all. Okay, I had to send a text out that I'm live. I got a guest coming through today that's a close friend of mine. We don't see each other frequently. We don't see each other all the time. And you don't have to. Cool with somebody, and when you're close with somebody, you know whenever you see them, it's love. And that's what matters. But today, I don't know, a lot of people, they don't see my posts, they don't see my flyers. I see people calling in and hanging up and numbers coming on and disappearing. I see all the numbers just pressing 1. Just bear with me. I see you. Bear with me. I'll give you this small introduction. I see all the numbers that's calling in. I'll get with you in 1 second. Everybody know we have every week we have 4 topics. You know, they're not always my topics. They topics that's sent in by my listeners. I got a lot of listeners, the people that call in that just want to listen. Some people that call in and talk every week. I appreciate the people that call in and talk every week. I appreciate the people who just listen. They all supporters of the show, and that's what this is all about. So if you are on the phone lines and you want to go live, you might just want to give a shout-out. You might want to just say, you might want to do anything. Just press 1 so I know you're there. I see the people out there on the phone lines. Last week we had a crazy, crazy, great show last week. I was getting texts and inboxes all week about the show. And that's what it's all about. And this week, we're going to have another great show. But I got to stay on the time schedule today because I got my sister coming on at 8:15, and I got my special guest coming on at 8:30. So I'm going to go over the topics real quick before we start the Lisa Experience. The topics of the week are, the first topic is, why are older women more horny and sexual than the younger women nowadays? Now, I don't know if people see it how I see it, but these ladies of 50 and 60 and up, they can't get enough. They can't get enough. They chasing young guys. They chasing married men. They chasing everybody. They just can't get enough. The older women. Not the young girls anymore. Young girls smoking weed and wearing bonnets on their fucking head and all that shit. But the older women, they taking over. And I'm not hating. Shit, go for it. If it's something you want to do at 65 that you didn't do at 25, fuck it, do it. You only live one time. If you do it right, that's all you need. Shit. Party like a rock star. Work hard and play hard. Topic number 2. Why, when you meet a woman, their favorite line is, oh, I haven't had sex in 2 years. I haven't had sex in 1 year. I haven't had sex in 7 years, 10 years, 3 years. Yo, let me tell you something real quick. I'm almost 60 years old soon. Well, not yet, but I'm in my upper 50s. One time in my whole life, I'm talking about, since I was 18, we talking about in 40, maybe 45 years, every time you meet a woman, or I met a woman, the last time they had sex was a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. One time in my whole life I met a lady and she told me, oh, I just had sex yesterday. One time in 40-something years. Why do ladies always tell men they haven't had sex in years? What is the point behind that? What is the reason? We know it's a lie. Anyway, on to topic number three. How would you feel about someone if they offered you or gave you oral sex or head on the first date? That could be a male or a woman. That could be a man giving you oral sex or a woman giving a male oral sex. How would you feel about them? Me personally, shit, I went on to have long relationships with somebody who gave me head on the first date. I think 2 times. I don't know if it was a mistake or not, but shit, I ain't lying. I have done it. I have went on to have long relationships with somebody who gave me oral sex on a first date. And number four, the last topic, why do good girls love bad boys? And why do good men keep side chicks? Now, somebody asked me, what you mean by good men? I mean by good men, a married man, a man that's a provider for his family, a man that's got a wife and a family, or a girlfriend and a family, and they got a home, and he works every day, and he taking care of all the bills or whatever he doing, but he claim he love his wife, but he keeping a side chick on the side. Why? Why do good men keep side chicks? Those are the four topics of the week. So everybody get ready, because I hope everybody charm in and press one, and let's get these topics out. But I'm already, I done went like 2 minutes over, so give me 1 second. Let me see what's going on here. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing tonight?
I'm okay. I'm 3 minutes over. I was trying to make sure I got to you at 8:15.
Well, I appreciate
I'm all,
that.
I'm always talking.
That's okay.
Everybody,
it's
this is
show.
Lisa. This is Lisa from the Lisa Experience. You building up a little fan base on my show.
Okay.
People calling me and texting me and asking me what time you coming on or are you coming on. So I don't know what you're doing or what you're saying, because when you talk, while you doing your segment, I'm smoking and drinking. So I don't, you know, but you got a fan base.
Okay.
So what you talking about tonight?
Okay, so tonight it's about addiction. I want to talk
about addiction,
yes. And it's not about the addiction that most people think. It's about addiction. And, you know, I always tell a little story before I start into it. So this is what happened. So I moved, so that's why you missed me last week. So as I moved and I was unpacking, I realized that I fucking spent a lot of money on clothes. It was unbelievable. And not only that, then I couldn't get cable until tomorrow. I couldn't believe how I freaked out because I didn't have cable. Then I turned around and my charger didn't work on my phone, and I freaked out because if my phone died, I thought all hell was going to bust loose. So that's why tonight I'm talking about addiction. because we don't really realize we are addicted to things, places, and people in our life. We just think it's like a normal thing, but when you sit back and you realize that you really was in another whole phase or place when things was going on. Like, when I was buying the clothes, I got to thinking afterwards, when I was, like, this week I said to myself, you know, I lost my mom, and I said, dog, I must have been so down that I was shopping, keeping myself happy, because I don't have my mother in my life no more. But it wasn't that I needed the clothes. I just felt like I was doing something, and it was being a part, and it kept me busy. Also, with the cable, I'm not, you know, you always say, oh, it's 1,000 channels on TV. It ain't nothing on the cable, you know what I mean? It ain't nothing on the Fire Stick. But let me tell you, when you ain't got it, you got to really think of a lot of things to keep you busy, a lot of things. And that's the same thing about when your cord break on the phone, you lost to the world because you got to stay charged up. So I was thinking that I'm driving, coming from Mount Vernon from visiting my son tonight, me and my daughter. So I got to thinking about addiction. Like, a lot of us, you know, we always think, oh, well, we addicted to liquor, drugs, or sex, or a relationship. But I'm saying, like, sometimes we really got to sit back and think about the things that we are doing in life. It's for a reason, but we got to figure out what that reason is, because you shopping or spending money or putting things in places that don't need to be put in is because you're not dealing with the thing that you need to be dealing with that's going to pull you over, like me. I know I missed my mom, but I didn't realize that I was just out there blowing my money on stuff that I thought was making me happy, but I wasn't happy. Because now I look, I got a closet full of clothes. How many clothes can I wear? It's only 365 days in a year. And half of them you can't even wear because you're going to work. You know what I mean? And then another thing, half of them you can't wear because if you're not a person that goes out, you just got clothes in your closet. And then the same thing about TV. You sit and you scroll through TV, scroll through the channels, and what happens? Still don't find what you want. And you be like, shoot, here I am, I'm paying cable $100-something, and I can't find one movie that I'm going to feel okay about. So that's why I wanted to talk about addiction. Now, I know that I'm not coming through, you know, in a way, but I felt like I really needed to tell somebody, maybe needs to hear this about addiction, because I hear every day people saying, oh, I got a lot of bills. Oh, I can't make it. Oh, I'm doing bad. Oh, I ain't making enough money. I should be glad when I get it together. But we really got to start searching our mind and realize that sometimes when you don't have the things that you're saying you have it or things going wrong, you're like, because you decided that you putting your money or your whole life into things that you can just turn around and say, you know, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna hold back and get it right. And that's what I came to the agreement. I said to my daughter, I said, if I buy another fucking shirt, I'm gonna whoop my own ass. But you know what happened? Went to the store for my client today and I bought a fucking shirt. So I still haven't got it. See, that's what I'm saying. It's okay if you don't get it right away. But the thing is that I identified that I bought the damn shirt. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to enjoy wearing it, too. But the thing is, you got to stay in connection with your feelings. You know what I mean? We got to get connected because, look, things ain't going to get better for us out here. We all caught up in a lot of things. Like my brother said, he had COVID. I know other people that got COVID going on. You know what I mean? Sickness is bad. It gives you time to meditate. But the thing about it is we got to stay focused. You know what I mean? We got to. This week I heard, you know, people in relationships, oh, I'm not going back with him. Oh, I'm through with him, what he did to me. Oh, I'm not going to even be with him no more. And then you hear later on, oh, he's there. I went over there and I seen him there. We got to get it together, really. We got to get it together. So we just work it out. You know what? The next time I go in the store, if I even go and see a shirt, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm going to bust my own head wide open. Tonight, thank you for listening. Thank you, brother, for thinking about me. I know I should have been there for you last week, but I was busy. But you know I always got your back. And have a nice show tonight with your guests. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy your holiday.
Okay. Yeah, that was that was straight and to the point. I was just thinking about that when you were saying that about all the things that people are addicted to nowadays. We really addicted to a lot of things, and you never miss nothing until it's gone. Like you said, like cable TV or a cell phone charger or things like that. You never know until you don't got them, until they gone. You know, once they gone. What you outside? You traveling?
I'm coming from Mount Vernon, seeing my son.
Oh, you're coming from Mount Vernon. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. You gonna stay on the line or you hanging up? What you doing? I'm getting ready to call my guest.
I'm gonna stay on the line. Your niece is trying to call in. I guess she want to tap in on what I said.
Oh, I see some people pressing number one, but I don't know all the numbers. What's the?
Oh, she can speak
four.
On here. Here you go. Here. Good evening. Good evening, everyone.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Just wanted to touch a little bit on the topic that's at hand, addiction, which, like you said, it kind of touches all of us, because sometimes the way people bring things out, we feel like it don't affect you, but it's true. Like sex. You could be addicted to sex because you feel like you're missing out on something in your life, and sex is the only thing that can make you feel comfort at that time. That's just like some people like to eat candy or chocolate when they going through something. They're addicted to eating sweets. You know, I think mine was sex. You know, and then whenever it is, when you figure out whatever the problem is, then you'd be saying to yourself, I can't believe that I did all this time when this was really not even the issue, you know. So I just wanted to touch on that, because a lot of us do have addictions and people don't speak on it. We always just speak on drug addiction all the time, which, you know, not to take away from it, but there are other addictions that people have. In the world, that sometimes when you realize what it is, then you can work on it. And I just want to let you know that my mother is never going to stop buying shirts. So I just wanted to add that.
Well, you said never stop buying, never stop.
He's
buying
never
going to
stop buying shirts. Yeah, that addiction is. We will all be clapping the day that she stops buying a shirt, a rug, a painting, and anything else.
I got about 10 shirts that she bought me that's all too small. It's still here. But she continued to buy extra large
she
shirts
continues
when
to
I wear 2X.
Yes, I know. I'm glad she stopped buying me shirts, because she always bought them big. And I told her, I don't care how big I get, I'm always going to be a size medium.
Yeah, for real.
But
so she's the shirt king.
Yes, I will be listening to your four topics. I definitely want to hear about. I'm looking forward to hearing about why women lie about when the last time they had sex, because I know that we do it. Man, if somebody asks you, "Oh, when the last time you had it?" That morning. I'm not gonna get into it though, because I'm gonna let you bring it in. But I'm waiting to hear the comments on that. Because men do it too, not just women. Men also do it. when you're dealing with somebody and you know they have somebody, you can ask them when the last time they had sex, and they won't be truthful. So I'm waiting to hear it. I'm looking forward to it.
Yo, hold up real quick. Hold up. I never thought about that. I never thought about men lie about that.
I bet you
didn't. Never thought about
that. I know you didn't. That's why I'm here. I'm always here to bring that other side.
Because I know every fucking woman I have met in my life, and we get on the subject of when the last time you had sex. I hear 2 years,
yes.
1 year,
or
7 years. But I'm glad that you got the courage to come out here and say you know that they do that, and you know that it's a lie.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Nobody's never going to tell you that they just had it this morning.
I told you one female. One female in my whole life, and I'm 58, and one female, mm-hmm. one time I met, and we was talking, and I asked her, when was the last time she had sex? She said, yesterday. I said, I cannot believe you just told me that.
Yep. Absolutely.
One time.
Absolutely. So I'm looking forward to hearing the reasons why.
I am too. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, good night.
All right. That was the Lisa experience.
Okay, you know,
with a little bit of sprinkle
no
with her daughter on.
You ain't got no topic to ask me before I go off.
Oh, I didn't know you was going off yet.
No, soon I'm going off because we about to hit Patterson.
All right, hold on 1 second because I got to call my guest. So just give me like
okay,
3 minutes.
All right,
so everybody, we're going to take a quick break while I call my guest in, and we're going to come back in with my guest, and then we're going to ask Lisa one of the topics when we come back in. You might hear the phone ringing because I got to call a couple of people. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Podcast.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Get a shot of one. Remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rushed it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve, but love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're a lover, homie, love a friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running. Oh. To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate and see how life works.
Yeah,
when there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again.
Whoa.
I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you date me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Ah, welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. Okay, I got my guests on the line holding on. I still got people I got to get to. I see you press one. We're gonna try to touch everybody real fast, and real quick. You know, it's never. Somebody once told me it's not enough time in a day, and that's a true statement. True statement. Tyrone, you here?
I'm with you.
Okay, give me 1 second. You got time?
I do.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Thank you. Lisa.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Caller number one, you here?
Yes.
What's going on? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm
okay.
COVID free.
Oh, you COVID free?
Yep.
Oh. Hey, listen.
Back
listen.
In my regular room.
Hey, listen. Hold up. We can't have my number one listener, get staying sick. You know, first it was me, then it was you. So you COVID free now.
I'm COVID free.
Ah, God, amen. God bless you. God bless you. How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling good. I have to make a comment on that comment about the women lie.
Okay, you want to give it now or can you hold on? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I can wait.
1 second.
I'm one of the women who truly admits to not having it. And I haven't had it in a long time, the year 2009. So some women do tell
sex.
The truth.
You haven't had sex since 2009?
Exactly.
Well,
you know you're wrong. Go have me wake this woman up.
I had to do something. I couldn't do a cartwheel, so I had to give you a drum roll. But look, 2009. So you not? I don't think you lying about that.
No, hell no, I'm not.
2009. Okay, listen. I just wanted to bring you in. Let me go around. I'm going to come back to you, okay?
Go right ahead.
2009.
Can I number 7?
Somebody ordering a number 7. Mute your phone. The hell? All that sodium. 2986, you hear? 2986.
You hear me?
Yes.
Good evening. This is Adrian. How are you today?
This is who?
Oh, Adrian.
Who? Adrian.
Yeah, from Real Talk.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
I know I haven't been on in a minute. I'm not
that's
mad at
okay.
You.
That's all right. I saw you press 1. I just wanted to bring a couple of people in that press 1 because I didn't want to keep them holding on too long.
Yeah. But I'm just air hustling right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we getting ready to get knee deep. So just stay tuned, you know what I mean? And don't go nowhere.
All right. Okay.
Are you one of the women when you meet somebody, you tell them you haven't had sex in? Are you one of the women who, when you meet somebody, you tell them you haven't had sex in 5 years?
I'm one of those women that when I meet somebody, that is not my first conversation with them. If that's your main interest in me, then you know it's going to be cut short because I don't want to meet somebody. I have questions for him, and it's not when was the last time he had sex or how many times. So that's not my priority in life at this point, at my age.
I'm not. I gotta respect that. I'm not even gonna say hypothetically speaking. Cause I guess some women, you know, when they first meet somebody, they don't want to talk nothing about sex. So
right.
I mean,
because I think that's disrespectful. But see, the answer might have been different 30 years ago, but at 60.
Yeah.
Been there, done that, you know.
Okay, how about if we put a little twist on it and say, if you could, would you tell somebody the truth?
Well, it don't even have to be hypothetical. I know how to tell the truth. I ain't scared of nobody, you know. I'm
so
pretty.
If it was three,
matter of
so,
fact, I've been accused of being too honest. Because I'm not. I'm upfront. There's no games. There's no play. You know, I'm too. That's young people stuff. I ain't got time for that.
Right. Tell the truth. That's what I'm talking about. Well, listen. Don't go nowhere. Stay tuned. We got a heck of a show. In store.
Okay,
for
I heard.
You know what I mean. Don't go nowhere.
All right.
All right. Oh man, so many. Okay, wait. We got so many numbers up here. Dasu, you here?
I'm with you.
Okay, what should I call you, Tyrone or Dasu?
Either one is fine.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to go to the, pardon me, I know I'm a little late, but I just wanted to go to the phone lines because so many people press one, and I didn't want to make them think I forgot about it. But everybody, I want everybody to pay close attention because we got a special guest tonight. Let me tell you real quick about this. This is Mr. Tyrone Moon, a.k.a. Dasu. He'll tell you more about why his name being Dasu and all that when he come on. I met this brother, I would think about 1,000. Was it around 2013, maybe, Dasu?
Nah, it was before that. I'd say probably like 2009. I put
That's
my book out in 2010.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You gave me the roadmap.
2013 was Dre's book. Okay, all right. 2010.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I think I got a text one day, or for a text out of the blue, and somebody text me and they said that I don't know if it was a text or a call, I don't remember, and they said that they was writing a book, and they, you know, they heard I had wrote a book. Everybody know I'm an author. I wrote my first book in 2008, and they told me that they was interested in writing their life story, and they just wanted to know if I could, you know, point them in the right direction. And You know, me, when I wrote my first book in 2008, I didn't know anything about writing a book. I went to seminars. I went to the libraries and read books on how to self-turn around and spent so much money, and it was crazy. So whenever somebody came to me, I always help people, always. But anyway, this text was different. This phone call or this text, it was from a gentleman, and we talked, and he told me that he wanted to write his life story, and I didn't know him, and we decided that we was going to meet up somewhere. Now, everybody know my life is colorful. I don't have to get into it. Everybody know I was I promoted exotic dancing. Some people might call it a pimp. Some people might call it a procurer, a gigolo, or whatever. But I gave a lot of go-go parties for, like, over 20 years. So, you know, my first book is called The Patterson Pimp. It's an autobiography of my life. So anyway, me and the guy, we decided to meet somewhere. So I was a little bit hesitant because coming from a career that I was in, you got to be careful. Because I didn't know if he was somebody that, a girl that used to strip in the go-go bars for me. It could have been her father, could have been her brother, her baby father, her husband. And her life could have turned around and she could have been addicted to drugs. She could have died from a disease, or she could have been crazy in a sane asylum or anything. So, you got to really be careful when you're dealing with your past. But the brother told me to meet him at Walgreens in Elmwood Park. So when he said, if anybody from New Jersey, I'm from Patterson, my show is based in Patterson. When he said Elmwood Park, Walgreens, I felt kind of comfortable because I don't think nobody's killing nobody.
Yeah.
Hey, I knew you was going to laugh about that, Sue. I don't think nobody is ambushing nobody yet in Elmwood Park at Walgreens.
not at all.
If anybody know Elmwood Park, it's a predominantly white. It's next to Patterson, but it's predominantly white. And I think if you sneeze too loud, the cops will be there in 30 seconds. So that's what made me feel comfortable. So anyway, I went there. I met Dasu, who on the phone. He told me he was writing his autobiography. We chopped it up. I don't even remember what we talked about and everything. But all I know is the next time I seen him, he had his own book out. And he's going to tell you more about that. I'm not going to tell you more about that. I think the name of the book was How I Became a Blood Member. Now, just because I'm saying how I became a blood member, he's not 19 or 18 years old or nothing like that. And then once the book came out, I listened to the book on an audio book. Oh man, the book was that was the first time I ever listened to an audio book. I laid down and I put the CD in a CD player and I listened to it. And it was the first time I ever listened to an audio book, and the book was great.
Thank you.
And I'm not just saying that because he's on the phone. The book was great. And then we went on and became friends and everything, and he even starred in my one. I don't know how many. He was in one of my movies or two of my movies. One.
The Bottom.
I had a movie called The Bottom. It was an autobiography of my life from my book. He played in my movie. And me and him shared a before I talk too much, I'm going to bring him in. But I wanted to say this to you, Dasu, before I bring you in. Because I don't know if you even remember this. I was thinking about this when I was in the shower earlier. Nothing crazy. Everybody's like the shower. But I was thinking about this when I was in the shower. I was thinking about when I one of my books, and I used to give seminars at the main library in Patterson, where I write up, one of my books would come out, and I would come there, and I would talk about how I wrote the book and what the book was about, and then I would do Q&As, you know, questions and answers. And Dasu came to one of them. I don't know for what book it was, but Dasu came, and every time I did one, a lot of people came. That was a big time in my life, to write a book and then to be able to go to the biggest library in Patterson, have people come there just to see me. It was big.
Where?
But I remember this one time we was at the library, and I was there. I was doing a seminar for one of my books, and some of my family was there, and me and Dasu was in the hallway. We was in the hallway, Dasu. I don't know if you remember this. And
I do.
And we, you do, you know what I'm saying? Right
now. I do. Oh yeah,
I was thinking in the shower, I was like, I wonder if he remembered it. I didn't know if it was you or Rashawn. But anyway, my mother came. I don't remember who. My mother passed away now with COVID complications. Rest in peace. But my mother had came. And I was in the hallway talking to Dasu, and then something came over me, overwhelmed me, and I started crying. And I was like, I was just happy that my mom's was able to come to a something that, you know, that I did that was positive, and come there and see all the people there to see me, you know, about something that I did, about a book that I wrote. I was so proud. I was so happy. I was overwhelmed that, you know, it was a defining moment in my life. Because, I mean, you know, everybody got defining moments in their life when you're proud. But at that one moment, like, I knew my mother was proud of me, and I just felt so happy. And I was talking to Dasu, and I think Dre was there. Me, Dasu, and Dre.
Yes, he was. Yep.
It was, right?
Yes.
And for some reason, I just started crying, and I was like so happy that my mother was able to come there and be at one of my book seminars in the main library in Patterson. It meant so much to me, man. But I just was wondering, did you remember that? You know what I'm saying?
I definitely do, and I have a picture of us from that day, me, you, and Dre. I'm going to send that to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Dre on the line, too.
Peace,
but anyway,
peace,
I was
Dre.
Just thinking about... I was thinking about that when I was taking a shower. I was like, I wonder if Dasu remember that day, that moment in the hallway. Because, you know, you got certain times in your life when you remember things. You know what I mean? And that was just one time in my life when I remember, like, I had a brief moment, a sad moment, but a happy moment. But anyway,
I can absolutely relate. I can relate, just so you know, I can absolutely relate. You
but
had
anyway,
a moment, you
Mr.
were in the now. Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Tyrone Moon. Hey, listen, I applaud you. I commend you, because a lot of people are afraid to come on my show. I know it's crazy because you thought it was a visual show.
Yes, sir.
And I was like, no, it's an audio. It's all audio.
Yeah.
And you was like, oh, man, I could have been did that. But listen,
that's a good
thing. I don't really know too much what's going on in your life right now, but I'm just happy that you're here with me. You know what I mean? And I want you to
Likewise.
Tell the people, Tyrone is an author, an actor, a mentor, and a gang consultant. But before we talk more, I just want to let you know first that I got a lot of phone calls about you being on my show.
Word.
I did, and it was surprising to me because I guess they thought we was just going to come out here and talk gang talk maybe.
Yeah.
But I was like, nah, we here to talk about life. We here to talk about relationships.
Life, yeah.
We here to talk about what's going on with his life right now. We here to talk about more than that. So anyway, what's going on with you? What's going on with you right now?
I mean, all is well, man. You know, the most recent thing I would say on a human level is I had surgery this summer. So that had me, you know, I had to get that process done. I had to have my ear cut open, you know what I'm saying? They opened it up, not to be graphic, but something was messing with my hearing. So it had to, you know, get fixed. But that kind of took it out of me most of the summer. But at the same time, you know, I've been able to, you know, rest, retool, because I've been just, you know, working, grinding hard like we all do. And I hadn't taken any time off from work in quite some time. And it almost like I was forced to, because I was dodging this surgery for like 2 years, to be honest. But finally, you know, the pain was like, oh, it's time. I was like, all right, well, it's time. So, but it needed to happen, man. So I didn't realize how banged up my body was until I took a little break, you know. So I felt like that all was, you know, God's timing, and it happened, you know, when it needed to happen, you know what I'm saying? But now I'm healed, you know what I'm saying? That was in July. And I'm actually feeling better than ever, man. I thank God, you know, he got me through that process. You know, I'm 43, so, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure you all, most of you all know, your body changes a lot after 40, you know what I'm saying? So being now 43, you're very thankful for that. You know, I'm adjusting, you know what I'm saying? So now it's like things I used to go run through your body, like, not no more, you know what I mean? So, you know, I just take heed, you know what I'm saying, go to my doctors. And but just generally, you know what I mean, to the people, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm in a great place, you know what I mean? I, not only can I not complain, I make it my business to not complain, because complaining does not bring, you know what I mean, bring reward, brings gratitude back to you. So you know the story, Jay Sean. I came, you know what I'm saying, a long way, you know what I'm saying? I'm surprised, you know what I mean, people in what context of gang, you know what I mean, discussion did they think we were gonna get into, brother?
I don't know.
They just was like, yo, do you know what he, like, what he, you know what I'm saying, used to do or something to that effect?
One person just told me they just wanted to call and listen to, I don't really know. I got to keep it real with you. I don't really know. They probably listening right now. So I really don't know. I'm not gonna lie.
I got you.
I don't know.
I got you.
My intentions was to bring you on here and see what's just my intentions. When I bring somebody out here, my intentions is like this. Well, you just said you was 43. My intentions was to ask you next: are you married? Are you in a relationship? Because everybody know this is a relationship show. You know what I mean? But I mean,
I'm
you know,
you.
Like how I, but you know, Dasu, how I just touched on, everybody know about the pimping that I did. So, I mean, you got to know where you've been to know where you're going.
Oh, no, so, I'm with it 1,000%. I'm just was gauging to see which direction you want me to go with this. You know what I mean? Like, it's,
We're gonna go in all directions. First I wanted to ask you, are you married?
I'm engaged.
You engaged, and you 43 years old.
Yes.
How long you been engaged?
Since this past Christmas. So
how
about
long you been in a relationship?
8 months gone. About a year and a half, year and a half.
Oh, you've been with your lady a year and a half.
This would probably be total, and this would be. Let me tell you this real quick. I've been engaged 4 times, married once, and
I didn't know you was married.
Oh yeah, I was legally married before for about 6 years. And, yeah, I've been around a little bit. But, yeah, man, since, you know, the first time I got engaged, I was actually 21. I was jumping out the window. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was, you know, not, you know, I always felt like if a woman, for me, you know what I mean, if a woman, you know, played a part for me, like every woman I engaged in my life was there for me on a major level. You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, maybe I was incarcerated. You understand? Maybe I was, you know, in the streets going through some things, and they had my back, and they showed loyalty. And I showed that loyalty back with a ring. You understand? So that's why I would say I was engaged 4 times, married once. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing is with my present relationship. It was well-deserved, I would say. I, you know, not to ramble, but I pay anybody who knows me and knows about relationships with me, no, I don't play with relationships. I'm very, you know, serious if I get in a relationship because, you know what I mean? Like, I know what it is to be single. Like, I've always had a good balance of both in my life between being in a relationship and being single. And I'm very vocal. You know what I mean? When I speak to women, when we're getting to know each other, we really talk. And then women I end up being with, I tell them that, you know, most of the women I've been with in my life, like, we all talk. Like, I tell me, you know what I mean? You ain't going to tell me nothing at this point that's going to shock me. I, you know, you can never say you heard it all, but, and especially what women have been through in this life, you know what I'm saying? That the you know, just the terrible things they've been through in past relationships, abusive relationships, being touched before their time, you name it. So, you know, I've heard all that, and I like to learn from the person I'm with. Like, I just don't want to be with somebody to be with somebody. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I definitely do my homework. Yeah, I do my homework before, you know, I get in a relationship, let alone get engaged. You know what I mean? It got to be someone I could see myself being with for quite some time. You know what I mean? That makes sense.
I mean, for real, honestly, I mean, when I knew you before, no disrespect to what you're doing right now at all. I thought you was in the same relationship. I never knew nothing happened, you know, because we don't talk like that.
I remember. Yes, I remember.
You know what I'm saying?
I remember. So, I remember. When we used to get up by 21st Ave, I remember.
Yeah. So I didn't. When you just said that to me, I didn't know. It was a shock. I didn't know that. But I mean, you know, it's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, you remember my ex-wife.
I do.
You know what I mean? And me and her not together no more. But so you know, times change. But anyway.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? But anyway, So you engaged right now?
Yes.
You engaged with a date to get married, or you just engaged?
We're fine-tuning the date, but I definitely say date to get married, and we're looking at sometime spring next year.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're gonna, you know, this one is, yeah, we're gonna push this out, we're definitely gonna do this, you know what I'm saying, the right way, but yeah, it's looking good. Yeah, it's not gonna be something where, I think I understand what you're saying. Like, sometimes you can get engaged, and I mean, it'd be like a 5-year engagement, you know. Yeah, I definitely.
Yeah,
I can't front. I may have experienced something like that myself. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you have to be, as a man, you have to be prodded, like, hey, now you popped the question, you did, but we got to get to the altar, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes, you know, you do. Go ahead.
No, but I was getting ready to say, you know, I've been married twice, and
yes.
The world that we living in right now, you have to really, really, really stay focused on what you're doing, because you know, ladies don't care if you engaged, they don't care if you married,
Ladies is like resilient right now. Like they don't give a fuck. Like no holds barred. So you at the point in your life where you want to be with one woman for the rest of your life, right?
Oh, but you know, you have to, you know, a bit of my backstory. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, this is actually good, Jay. So my backstory, and a lot of people may or may not know, those who know. But no, I was a very, very sexually active young man. You know what I'm saying? And carried that from my teens to my 20s to my 30s. And, you know, I'm still feeling pretty good right now, praise God. But you know what I'm saying? Like I was, nah, I'm keeping it real with you, man. I, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Off the top of my head, I would say I stopped counting somewhere around like 150 women. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like there was a point in time in life where I would like keep a little list. You know, like I remember back in the day I had my little list. I probably was up to like 30. You know what I mean? Then like another time I had my little list. I was like, you know, I was like that, man, very meticulous. And, you know, I kept a little list and whatnot until I got, you know, to a certain point. And then, you know what I mean? I just said, fuck it. You know what I mean? But yeah, I've been, when I did my thing, I really, really did my thing. So I'm very well versed with women. You know what I mean? So that's how I know, you know what I'm saying? Like what type, like what I can be with for a while, because that's really what it comes down to in order, especially not to cheat. You know what I'm saying? If you find that vessel that can, you know, hold you down, you know what I'm saying? You could twist it, flip it, you know what I mean? You could do a lot of different things with it, as we all do, but if you can, you know what I'm saying, maintain with that for, you know, the rest of your life or X amount of time, you know, I feel that's there. Like, I've been with some women in the past, and, like, off the first night, I'm like, I'm never calling her again. This was terrible. You understand? So you have to find somebody that can.
All right, yeah, okay, hold up, hold up. That might lead to one of my topics. So look, one of my topics is, how would you feel if somebody offered you or gave you oral sex on the first date? How would you feel about that?
I mean, once again, you know, say I wouldn't, you know, now, you know, I'm in a situation, but you know, my former lifestyle, and you know, I'm gonna flash back to that because I gotta speak to who I am. I can't speak like I was a regular dude with like regular experiences with women, because the fact is I was not, you know what I'm saying? Because of my position, power, whatever you want to call it at the time, women, I never really ever had a problem getting women, but women literally used to throw themselves at me. You understand? Like literally, like talk about head on the first date. Like they'd tell me, Sue, I will do this to you, and I will do it this kind of way to you. And I'm like, God damn. Okay. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, be that what it's may, it's like, for me, you know what I'm saying? I always tell, you know, those who know, I probably turned down more women than most men have been with in their life. And that's to the ratio of the ones I've been with. And the ratio of the ones I've been with, I've turned down just as much, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good, but I wouldn't take offense to that, you know what I'm saying? Because I would be used to that, you know what I mean? It would be, depending on the woman, it would be a little surprising. Like, if I felt like, oh, this is like a quote, good girl or something, and she like, damn, she gone down first night? Like, all right. But these times are different now, Jay. You feel me? So people get to a lot of things right from the door now. I guess they want to see, you know, what it's working with from the rip.
That's true. Like I said earlier, on here, I even had long-term relationships with people who have offered or gave me oral sex on the first date. You know what I mean? So I'm not really, like you said, I'm not really taking nothing away from that. I mean, you never know. Sometimes it's a turn on, sometimes it's a turn off. So you can't really say.
I never judged. Yeah, I never judged.
But yeah, you can't really judge people.
Nah, never judge.
But I know you said you like 43 years old, but I want to know. I want to touch on another topic and see what's your opinion on it. Why do good girls like bad boys, thugs, jailbirds?
You know, I'm gonna say, good girls have always liked bad boys since back in the days where you could even say the Fonz with the leather jacket. You know what I'm saying? It's never. I put it where you dig what I'm saying? Like, it's always that particular type of cat that standout, you know, that rebel, that energy. You know what I'm saying? You also, especially nowadays, you could put that energy also kind of into masculinity. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain dudes, you know, they still got that rah. You know what I mean? Like, I wondered that too, man. And some women I like, you know, encourage in life, like, man, you know, get you a good dude, man. Get you a square dude, man. Working, you know what I mean? But they still gravitate towards, you know. One thing I learned in my life in regards to that is, you know, some people, like, they like what they like. You ever heard that saying? Like, they like what they like. You know what I mean? Now, sometimes what you like may not be good for you. You know what I'm saying? And if you get caught into that cycle of I like what I like and never step outside of the box, you know what I mean? So to speak, you may miss out on some things in life. But there are many people – I used to have – preferences, you know what I'm saying? Like, not necessarily preferences, but, you know, I have my thing. I had a thing for, like, Spanish women, Latino women. I want to say that right. Excuse me. Latino women of all persuasions most of my life, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't on purpose because I've been with sisters. I've been with white women as well, you know what I mean? But mostly Hispanic women. And, you know, it's just, I guess that we have to do with, like, my neighborhood and, you know, where I came up or whatever. You know what I mean? It wasn't even, like, intentional. It just was, like, they were into me. I was into them, and that was that. And I could only give one other, like, a little nod to them is all women are persistent about what they want, but Hispanic women in particular can be very persistent about what they want. They get what they want. You understand? Or they try hard, but they, you know what I'm saying? If they decide they want you, you know what I'm saying? And I would imagine that all women are capable of that, but you know what I mean? So that's the part two, man. But yeah, you got to break your preferences sometimes. You know, some women tall dude, well, maybe a short dude is your soulmate. You know what I'm saying? Some dudes, you know, you like a woman this way. Well, but maybe that's just because that's what you like, but maybe her energy ain't the energy for you. You got to try something different. You know what I mean? So we got to watch not to get confined into that what we like, you know.
So your fiance now, she Latin?
No, she is she's half black, half Irish. So half black,
oh, okay.
Half white. Yeah.
Okay.
A little different. Yeah. So that is,
well,
you know, it's interesting,
well,
but even
up.
That.
Well, look, you know, hey, Dasu, look. I know when you came on the show, I was like, me, I'm going to try to touch base with everything with Dasu. So, you know, I told you I had a couple of phone calls. So, you know, we got to give the people what they want. let's promote your book a little bit. Let's tell people about your book. You know, is it on Amazon?
Nah, I got to be honest, you know what I mean? I'm not on no platforms right now, you know what I mean? I've been doing a couple of different things these past couple of years, and my book was out since 2010, so I kind of just self-did everything, you know, all the sales. I had a website up at one point, selling it digitally, and but, yeah, no, I just haven't, you understand? Like, so, yeah, anybody who wanted the paperback copy, it's the same it's always been. You got to get that from me. Get in contact with me, inbox me on Instagram. I'll mail it to you, drop it off to you if you're around. And one thing I could say to that real quick, and Jay Sean, author to author, man, this year was actually remarkably good for me with my book being 12 years of publication, brother, I've sent books to more states this year than, like, I mean, in all the 12 years. And I mean, literally, like, you know, you can sell locally where you are. But, man, I've sent books to Arizona, Wisconsin, Rhode Island, Connecticut. You know what I'm saying? Like, just the Carolinas, Georgia, Florida. And the remarkable thing about the book I wrote, How I Became a Blood Member in Paterson, New Jersey by Dasu, is I felt when I wrote it at the time, the subject matter was so necessary because of the carnage that was taking place on the streets of Paterson. And I felt like people needed this information. And what my book is basically take you behind the scenes, help you understand like how a gang, how the streets, how violence like really ticks. You know what I mean? Like you can look at something from the outside and you think you know what it is. Like, oh, they wear bandanas and they're gangsters. No, it's a lot deeper than that. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot you got to know. You know, there's hierarchies. There's you know, protocols. You know what I mean? There's rules. There's people you're responsible for. There's people, you know, maybe people over you. Maybe people under you. It's a lot that goes into that. And, you know, I just wanted, like, parents, teachers, pastors, et cetera, to be able to understand and see it in their young people. If they started to go that route, they'd recognize it from my experience of that transformation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just blessed that it's still relevant.
I got a lot of people on my platform that read and buy books. So that's why I was like, let's touch on this. So everybody out there who listening, he's the author of a book that's called How I Became a Blood Member, right?
It is.
How I Became a Blood Member. And like I said earlier before I started talking to him, I was privileged to hear it on audio books. And it was awesome. It was great. The book was great. I'm telling you. I really, really, really appreciated that book. It's not too many books I could say that about. But, I mean, locally.
I appreciate that.
You know, locally, like that book, How I Became a Blood Member, is really, really a good book. So, I mean, anybody out there who you want to get it, how do they get in touch with you to get the book?
Get with me on Instagram at Tyrone Dasu Moon on Instagram and inbox me, and I'll get it to you. You know what I mean? I've sent out probably, like, you know, a lot of books this year, so I keep my word. I'm very prompt. You know what I'm saying? You inbox me. If you're out of state, really no matter where you are, because I don't have time to, like, meet people like that nowadays, but you give me your address, your book will be in your mailbox in, like, 2 or 3 days. So that's how I've been doing it, and it's worked out really well this year, I must say, man. 12 years of publication, and the interest is still, you know, very high. You know, I'm very blessed with that. I can't say that I saw the longevity in this, you know what I mean, when I put it out back then, but, you know, every time it comes around, you know, the interest and the people wanting it is still there, you know what I mean? But the things I wrote about are also still relevant as well.
And that's good because, you know what, you cut out the middleman. Like, because all my books are Amazon. So every time they sell a book maybe for like $15, I probably get like a dollar or something off of it. You know what I mean? That's highway robbery. So really, that's really, I commend you. Like, you cut out the middleman. So you, if anybody, that, I mean, I used to have a website and I used to let people order it for me and I would mail it to them directly too. That's the best way to get your money out your books.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. But so if anybody want to get, it's a great book, How I Became a Blood Member. If you didn't get his info, you always can hit me up and I'll pass it to you. I want to keep you about 10 more minutes, Dasu. I want to see how you feel about I don't know if you feel like that, but this is how I feel. Like, do you feel like older women are being more sexual than young women, younger women?
That's a good question. I don't know if I would say more sexual, but I would say sexual. I would say that most of them, the older women, are living their best lives right now. But what I can tell, and it's even being portrayed more and more on TV and movies, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and,
right.
You know, young girls, they're going to do what they do. But I like to see, you know, what the older queens is doing right now. And they doing it. They're definitely doing it.
Definitely. They definitely.
You know what amazes me, too? Let me throw this in there real quick. Is young boys, too, man. You know, I'm, you know, 40, so younger than I. But, yeah, young boys, too, man, is into the, you know what I'm saying, the older women now, too. Well, and probably like not now. Sure, it's been going on for quite some time, but yeah, that's really, really hot right now too. You know what I'm saying?
No, they are. That's what helped me bring out this topic. I wasn't gonna be as graphic, but I was listening to a 35-year-old guy told me how he had sex with a 65-year-old girl, and he was telling me how she like just gave him head first, and then he had sex with her doggy style. And then I was listening to another guy that's maybe like 38 telling me he went to a hotel with a lady that was like 68, and he was telling me about how she was doing this and doing that and swallowing this and doing this. And I'm like, yo, these ladies in their 60s, like, they not playing around. Whatever
not
they didn't
all.
Do in their younger years or whatever they missed out on,
mm-hmm.
they making up for lost. I guess COVID came out and they said, fuck it. You know, I'm making up for lost time. I guess.
Mm-hmm. I feel you on that.
You know, mm-hmm. I definitely guess so. Hey, but look, Dasu, man, you know, I'm trying to think about something before I let you go. You really been you handled the show cool and suave and, you know, relaxed like you're supposed to. I don't know why people don't like to come out here. Like, I'm not digging into too much of nothing in one direction too much. I'm just touching on everything a little bit. And the questions that I ask people, I answer myself. Like I said earlier, I've been in two long relationships with people who gave me oral sex on the first date. Long relationships, two times. So, like, I'm not up here dodging my own questions, you know, and that's just how I feel. You know what I mean? But look, let me see if I missed anything. You was like, I know you told me you was 43. I know you told me you was engaged. You looking forward to like in the spring sometime. The book, How You Became a Blood Member, you have to reach out to him on Instagram or Facebook. What do you mean by gang consultant?
Ah, that is a very good question. So after I put the book out, How I Became a Blood Member in Paterson, New Jersey, by Dasu, back in 2010, I linked up with this program in New York called Share for Life, and I began teaching classes all over the tri-state area. And what I teach is gang awareness and prevention, you know what I mean? So through the things that I've learned from being a gang member and being a teacher, you know what I mean? Like, I've conducted workshops, you know what I mean? I've probably taught thousands of students at this point over these years, and in a lot of places, you know, I did like all young male retreats, all young men from the housing projects at NYC, and we take them to like a nice little resort in Pennsylvania, have a weekend, we'll have, you know, workshops, take them horseback riding and just get them out of their usual environment. And then I would be the one to come out and teach, you know, share my story. When it comes to the class, I've also been all around Paterson as well. And school 20, school 13, 26, you know, Eastside, Panther Academy, like you name it, and more places than I can honestly remember. But I've been there, you know, teaching young people all over the place for over the past 12 years to avoid gang lifestyle, you know what I'm saying, to make better choices than I did at the time. That's really what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? I strive to save young people the time and the mistakes that I made and the time it took me. Like, I wish I would have figured it out sooner so I could have been further ahead in life. You know what I'm saying? Because getting caught up into that lifestyle really just holds you back at the end of the day. You know, so you could have been bought your home. You know, you could have been did this. You could have been. But now you got to wait till your record is cleared. You got to get your license back. You got to get people to trust you. You got to, you know what I mean? So that whole situation, you know, jams us up and slows our potential. So gang consultant is like, I'm qualified to discuss gang matters and cultures with, you know, if somebody needed consulting on a movie, like, hey, we're going to shoot this film about gangs in Patterson and we need to know the history and, you know, how it, or maybe even the people to talk to so that they can go into these neighborhoods and shoot the movie. You know what I'm saying? So gang consulting, you know what I mean? And other than that, like I told you, I have an actual curriculum on gang awareness and prevention. So like if I go teach a class, you know, I do true and false questions. You know, we work on cyberbullying, you know what I'm saying? We work on self-esteem. If I'm going to give a speech, then I go, you know, in front of an auditorium full of young people and give a speech 30, 40 minutes or so about, you know, my life and the things I've learned and, you know, the things I want them to achieve. So, yeah, without a doubt, you know what I'm saying? I definitely earned, you know, every stripe with that since the book's been out. I've been fortunate to become pretty much, you know, a teacher. And by doing that, giving back to what I took away from, like, I feel like, you know, I did so much when I was out there and not different from any. I'm going to be very clear. I'm not the biggest, baddest gangster. That absolutely is not me. I am more intelligent than anything. You know what I'm saying? And the difference between me and other ex-gang leaders is that I can articulate what I went through. Some of them, they probably even have better stories than I have. You know what I mean? But they're just not able to, you know, write a book or, you know what I mean? Explain it to you the way I can, you know what I mean? And I encourage them to do so because I would have loved to have read some more books like mine at this point. I really thought I would have, you know, got some more out of that. But, you know, it's like what I said, you know what I mean? Dudes have, you know, interesting stories, struggles, things they've been through and overcame. But, you know, the only difference with me living that lifestyle and coming out of it is that I can explain to you, you know, what I witnessed, what it was, what it really is, you know what I mean? And gang consulting, my brother, that's an absolute fact, man. I've been a lot of places, you know what I mean? I've been a lot of places teaching. Yeah, a lot of places.
That's how I feel. Like it's crazy that you said that because that's exactly how I feel. Like it's been a lot of people, you know, who did what I did in Patterson or came after me or was doing it when I was doing it. And then, you know, they might have been bigger than life itself too, but I was just the one who was able to write about it and tell you about my life story and tell you, know, what I did. You know what I mean? And that's true what you said. You was just able to articulate it, you know, like, by saying, like, I wasn't the bad, like you said, you wasn't the baddest or the roughest, or that's how I feel. Like, I wasn't the greatest pimp or the best one, you know what I mean? I just was the one who wrote a book about it, my life story, you know? And, no, that's just a true statement right there, what you said. Definitely.
Yeah.
Anybody,
yep.
If anybody out there, you know what I mean, before I let Dasu go, if anybody out there got any questions for Dasu, you know, you have to press 1. That's the only reason I know. That's the only way I know you online. If you got a question, you want to ask Dasu something, you want to know how to get in touch with him about gang consulting, about authoring, about mentoring, about acting, you have to press 1. If you don't press 1, then you always can get with him at a later date. Just hit me up, and I'll be able to reach out to him. Hey, yo, Dasu, this was hold on 1 second. Somebody press 1. But listen, before I say that, this was a long time coming. You know, I was trying to get an interview with you.
I was just thinking the same thing too, brother. That's mine. That took mine right there. I was thinking the same thing. Like, man, we should have been to this.
Yeah, we should have been. And the thing that's crazy, Dasu, is that it ain't what people thought. You know, I don't know what they thought. You know what I'm saying? But this is a relationship. This is a relationship podcast. But we touched on everything. You know what I mean? All right, hold on 1 second. 3324, you live.
Yo, yo, what's going on, King?
Peace.
All right.
That's
first
great,
and foremost,
God,
man.
Say it again.
First and foremost,
this is Dre.
Andre.
Peace, Dre.
Peace, bro. First and foremost, man, I want to say you're a strong role model for a lot of people out here, especially the youth that's growing up. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we had more people like you, I think a lot of our children wouldn't be in the grave right now. So I commend you on what you're doing. And I just have one question. If you could talk to the youth out there right now that's growing up and they see on TV how much promotion there is to be in games or, you know, things like that, what advice would you have for them?
I would tell them to take a different route. As I always do, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people have thought that joining a gang would actually give them more protection or give them more status. But in fact, once you become a part of that, you actually get into more shit. You know what I mean? It's like now other people's problems are your problems. And whether you want to get involved in them problems or not, you don't have a choice anymore. So see, right there, you just lost your choice to do what you want to do, because now you have to do what has to be done. You understand? So, and then that also is what compounds their life with records. You know, they get caught with stuff. Now you can't vote. You can't get a good job. You can't own a weapon. So that right there is how that cycle begins. Also, you know, a lot of the young people, I wish they would know nowadays too, man, that it's just as much money and a good and right career nowadays as to what them brothers is making on them corners. Like, only a very few are really, really making money. The rest are just chasing their tails like everybody else. So if you're going to chase your tail, you might as well get a job. You know what I'm saying? And save yourself the headache. You know what I'm saying? That comes with getting caught up. And doing a real talk, Dre, like they chasing a fantasy that really don't exist anymore. And I'll leave it with this. Like, I'm never mad at them because I understand. I used to be like that too. You know what I mean? But what they're chasing is more of a fantasy nowadays. They're not really no authentic gangsters anymore. Do you understand? Or not even some that we remember past a week once they make a headline. You know what I'm saying? Like the guys from back in the days, you know, the things I and others were able to achieve, those days are gone. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to achieve that. You're not going to, you know what I'm saying? Like get to that point anymore, because that point don't exist anymore. So it really is more of a waste of a time. Yeah. So I would tell them, don't waste your time. Take a different route, and you would actually save yourself a lot of time in the process.
Okay. And one more thing. Sometimes you hear, one of the most things you hear people say, oh, well, I have no mother, I have no father at home. How much truth do you think that is, that it is your mother and father's fault and not the child's fault?
Oh, no, I wouldn't place that on a mother or father unless you have some situations. I'll try to make this brief because I could go a few different directions, but you have some scenarios when young people are raised into a gang, and that's different. You have some times where I made a choice. Like I made a conscious decision to do it. You know what I'm saying? You have some who don't have a choice. But when it comes to the household and the upbringing, some people, you can have a scenario where young people where the parents weren't there. Maybe dad's incarcerated, maybe mom's on drugs, the kids pretty much raising themselves. That way, the streets automatically become your parents. You understand? And if there's a gang presence involved, well, then 9 times out of 10, your kid's going to get absorbed into that gang. My experience, I actually was raised pretty, right. You know what I mean? I had my mother. You know what I mean? I had a solid, family structure. My father wasn't around at that time, but, my mother made good choices with the men in her life. So the point is, I went off the rails. Like, you know what I mean? In my case, like, I could have did better. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, I definitely wasn't pushed, and, they did what they had to do. But once I got caught up into that allure, you know what I mean, the streets, like I always tell people, I'll leave you with this, Dre, that the streets itself, like the lifestyle, like just being out there, the action, the activity is an addiction, just like narcotics. Like, get what I'm saying? Just being out there in the life, standing on the corner, whether you're wearing the colors or not, but you're addicted to just being out there. No matter, if somebody's going to get shot today, somebody's going to get locked up, but you got to be there to see it because they're addicted to it. And if they're not there, wait for it, they feel like they missed something. Like, yo, it was a shoot. Oh, fuck, it happened. I wasn't out there, da-da-da. So it's what our young people are attracted to is a major part of the trap as well, as well as the upbringing in the home.
Do you blame the music? Do you blame hip-hop for that?
Absolutely not. To me,
hip-hop has really glorified gang activity, even in the music. You know what I'm saying? So how do you feel about that?
Okay. I definitely don't blame hip-hop. And I'm not even saying that just to sound cool, because like if something's wrong, I'm going to tell it no matter what it is, it's wrong. But hip hop, man, that's a form of expression, man. Without being able to get that off our chest, I don't know how brothers will release that pain, man. You understand? You got to,
I know
Dre, because Dre, you're a wise king. You've been around. We dealing with PTSD out there, man. Like we dealing with issues that other people don't deal with. So that expression could be graffiti, it could be hip hop, it could be poets, however. I feel like this, man, and I like all this dancing these young people do nowadays, because dancing had faded with them, but now I love to see them, dancing, being creative, expressing themselves rather than out there shooting a gun. I never listened to nothing that made me say, and I come from the era, Pac, Big, all of that, Snoop, all that. So I'm just saying, like, I never, like, listened to them. I'm like, man, this song, I'm about to go out here and do this because this song got me. Nah. It's not that, man. It's the culture, the condition. We're cultured to love violence. We love violence. I can't believe, like, I said it, but it's true. We love violence as a people. Like, somebody sitting there getting their ass whooped, we grab the popcorn. You know what I'm saying? somebody gets shot, we want to see the video. We want to see, like, we literally now, and y'all know what I'm talking, like, now somebody get murdered, yeah, and we looking at the fucking footage in, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yep.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying?
Hey, so,
Drea asked you questions. I got to stop Drea asked you
questions
on that shit all night long because he really is a Drea really is like a believer of once we deal with black-on-black crime, then we could deal with police brutality or, you know, mm-hmm, or, you know, other stuff like that. Like, Drea don't like to say that publicly, but me and him have a lot of debates and arguments about that. He don't want to really know, mm-hmm, much about, like, when the cops doing something or white on black crime. Drea is a firm believer that once we deal with black on black crime, then we can move on to other things. And that's true. You know what I mean? That's real.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
I respect that. How you feel about that?
I gotta be honest, man. I'm all down for saving ourselves. You understand? Like, you know, there are atrocities that take place, you know what I mean, that, you know, others have perpetrated on our people, but the atrocities that we're perpetrating against ourselves every day, man, it's self-hate, you know what I mean? We were taught,
right,
to hate ourselves, you know what I mean? We look at each other, we don't see each other. We see an enemy, you know what I'm saying? Same skin, same eyes, saying look like you might have the same mothers, and you still shoot them in the face like it ain't nothing, you know what I mean? Because you hate, most of them hate the person they looking in the mirror at. So if you hate the person that you're looking at when you look at in the mirror, how the hell are you going to love anybody when you walk outside the door? You know, so
that's
one
real
thing I learned over the years through my process was self-love, you know, because,
right,
you know, I'm very disciplined, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm, you know, wise, and it's okay to say that, but I also... Some people were surprised by that, but I had to deal with anger management. Like, I had to deal with anger management. I had to deal with self-love, like, really, like, go through the whole process of looking in the mirror, like, I love you, Tyrone. Like I love you. And that's me. You know what I'm saying? The ex-gangster, whatever, what have you. You know what I'm saying? But I had to, like, yo, you got to get in. Bro, you got to peel them layers back, Jay. Like, you understand? Like,
you
we can't.
To.
Yeah, man,
you
I had
to,
like, start peeling back layer by layer. Like, yo, you know what? You got to, you know, you got a couple issues. You got some scars, you know, from your former life. And if you don't deal with it, you can carry that through the rest of your life. And at the least, and I'll be done, you toxify relationships with that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's
some of that
right
stuff
exact.
We've been
that's
through,
real.
That's not for everybody. Yes, sir.
That's real. That's real. Hey, yo, Dasu.
You?
I still got callers on the line and everything. I done had you long enough, but I got to ask you two questions that I ask all my guests before you go.
Okay. Okay.
We got like 2 minutes. We got like 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Do you believe in love and why?
Oh, I actually absolutely believe in love because, not to sound cliche, but love conquers all. You know what I'm saying? You can, as a person who had a good balance in his life between being in a relationship, not being in a relationship, you know what I mean? By, like, if not in a relationship, taking time to be single, you know, to heal. So you know what it is to be alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, so then you know what love is. You understand? And I absolutely believe in love because you can make it through those nights by yourself for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it'd be a long time, but never give up on love because it's still here. And when you have it, it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, man. Hey, I give you the way you answered that. It's like you never been on my show, but well, hold on 1 second because you deserve more than that.
Oh, my God.
get it, bro. Hey, yo.
I appreciate that.
Because look.
Yes, sir.
Look. Well, you know, everybody a man's man. We all our own man. You know, I call myself, I'm Mr. Fuck Love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want love no more. But I'm not taking away from nobody who, you know, nobody who believe in it or nothing like that. But look, hey, Dasu, it's been real since the first since the first day we met. It always been real. You know what I mean? And that's how it's gonna continue to be.
Yes.
I appreciate you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
If there's anything you want to leave my listeners with, go ahead. Anything you want to talk about your book, what you're doing, whatever. Anything you want to leave my listeners with, you got like 2 minutes.
Okay. I appreciate you all for tuning in. Thank you for supporting my brother, Jay Sean, and the Keeping It Real podcast. He's always been a real solid brother to me. I'm just blessed to be here, and that's honestly really what it's all about for me. So anything that I can do, give, or create for my people to make something better for others, you know, and in my own little ways, I do. You know what I'm saying? But I just, you know what I mean, want to be an example of what a small example of what we can be when we come from the circumstances I came from and when we make the change for the better. That's it.
Wow. I mean, yo, you can't say no more, man. You've been a real thing. But look, hey, Dasu.
I'm with you.
Before you go, do you lick ass?
You know, this is sad. Okay. Okay, this is good. Yeah, I'm built for it. I'm gonna tell you something. I never used to before. I feel like we all, those of us who indulge in, you know what I'm saying, eating a woman out, have gone down there sometimes, whether we meant to or not. When you're into it, maybe tongue dropped a little low, but actually get into it, I've not done that until recently. And only because you know what I mean? Nah, I'm a real king, man. I'm a big king. You know what I'm saying? I've been around a little bit. You know what's ironic, too, to this point, and I'll leave you with this. It's almost like it's hard to say something is mandatory because everybody has a choice of what they choose to do sexually, or at least they should, hopefully. But even in, like, most porn nowadays or anything, really, eating ass is now – like the most important thing from what I could see. You know, am I the only one seeing that? That the foreplay?
No.
You know,
we talked about that last week on the show. And it was the black kiss, the supreme act of love. So we touched on that last night.
I hear you, yeah. So, yeah, man, it's you know, and I'm no monkey see, monkey do type individual, you know what I'm saying? But when we getting down sexually, you know what I'm saying, if that's something I feel like I'm comfortable with, and I could expound upon this, but, you know, there's cleanliness factors. There's a lot of things that have to be there. But if that is there, then, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I could do that. You see what I'm saying, though? That makes sense?
Yeah, Dre said, I mean, it's right there.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you see what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be a lot of women who are mad at me, per se. You know, women that I've been with, maybe some are on here. You know what I mean? I don't know. But the point is, I've never done that until, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it just, out of nowhere, I was like, you know what? I mean, you know what I mean? And it's, you know what I mean? And It's interesting. You know, it is what it is. It's like
you said now to recently. So everybody in the past going to know that whoever you would.
Yeah,
you know,
nah.
We're going to leave that alone tonight.
Yes, sir. Yeah, back in the day, nah.
They not listening. Hey, yo, Dotsu.
Nah, they might be a little salty. Yep.
Hey, Dotsu, it's been real, brother. You know, I got nothing but genuine love for you. You know that since the first day we met.
Same here. Always a good vibe.
I respect your penmanship. You know what I mean? Your character. I always tell Dre, you know when people want to do something in life. You call me up, I met you, we talked about how to write a book, and the next time I saw you, you had a book. So you're not only a man that talked the talk, but you're a man that walked the walk. And for that, I respect you.
Thank you.
We got a couple of more minutes here. I'm just going to ribble off. But, Dotsu, look, it's been real. You know what I'm saying? You a friend to the show now. So
Thank you, man.
I might have to bring you back in a couple of months. Let me see what the feedback is from the show, how people like, how the feedback. I know it's going to be a lot. Let me see how the feedback. Even if, no matter what, I'll have you back in a couple of months. I really, really
appreciate
you coming on the show.
Anytime, my brother.
All right. Peace.
All right. Have a good one. Peace. Peace. Peace, everybody.
See, that's what I like. I love a genuine, like that brother was genuine and real. And that's what you want from an interview. 3282, you hear? 282? I heard something moving around. If anybody out on the line, you want to make a comment or something, you have to press 1. I see all the phone numbers on the line. Caller number 1-305-8. You still here?
You know I'm still here.
Wow. Hey, well it might be this the number one caller, you know what I mean? She really supports the show. I gotta give her credit. She really supports the show. And she even listened last week when she had the COVID. And I had the COVID the week before. So everybody out there, you know the COVID is still real and alive. But while I got you on the phone, what do you think about somebody if they offered or gave you head on the first day? First date. What do you think about that?
On the first date?
Yeah, the
no,
first date.
I,
if they offered
no.
it or if they didn't?
No, I wouldn't let it go. No.
You wouldn't let it go down?
No.
Why, it's too personal or too fast?
Oh, it took me long enough to do it at my age as it is now. No, I wouldn't have done it when I was younger like that, no.
I just thought about something. I forgot that you told me you 2009.
Excuse me?
2009. You said that was the last time you had sex?
Exactly.
I don't know if we're going to, we might not call you number one caller no more. We might call you 2009. Shit, 2009.
But that was my choice and not my choice. So, like I told
you,
my husband, he had diabetes.
Yeah, I got diabetes too. It fucks with you. It fucks with your dick. But look, you listen to the show all the time, right? So I feel like I feel like me and you, like, and plus you knew me my whole life, so it feel like I'm comfortable to ask you certain things. So you, how old are you?
Old boy. 62.
How old are you? You're 62 years old, right? You haven't had sex since 2009.
Right.
That's 13 years ago. Are you?
This is a long time ago.
This might be a little personal, but are you really, in your heart, comfortable with the last time you had sex was 2009 before you leave this earth one day?
Right now, yeah, I would be. I honestly would be.
Wow, that's something. All right, hold on one second. Hold that thought. 2463, you live.
Yeah, I'm in.
How you doing?
Good, and yourself?
I'm all right. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
What's on your mind tonight?
No, I was just listening to what the brother was saying earlier, how he changed his life around and everything. It's just to hear, you know, another person, individual, no, doesn't matter what color or whatever religion you are, it doesn't matter. When a person changed their life around, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, I turned my life around as well. I wasn't into any games. I've been around the game. If it was only just for when I was out there on the block, you know, selling for them or something like that. I had my time, you know, doing some time in jail, you know. No big time, you know, like some people have done in their life, you know. But nevertheless, you know, what the most important thing, what the brother was sharing, and I understand, is that, you know, being a prison in your own mind, you know, it's being one thing locked in a cell, you know, but when you have a prison in your own mind, and the thing about it, you have the key in your pocket the whole time to get your own self out, you know. You have the key the whole time, that when you finally unlock, release, and start to learn, receive stuff in life, it's like starting back over again, you know, in training day. You know, you're in training day. And, you know, kills and battles.
No,
but nevertheless,
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, it's a good thing to see, hear somebody, you know, especially when, you know, you can identify with that person. You know, don't have to be the same exact story, but just the identification.
It's really deep, and it take a lot of courage, you know what I mean, to come on and admit that, you know, you change your life around from whatever it was. But look, hold on one second. I gotta promote this while we live. I want everybody to know we got a show Sunday night at 7 o'clock, The Point of Impact. We got a show Monday at 8:30, Humble Life Experience. We got a new show. We got a new show that's coming on Wednesday called Let's Talk About It. I want everybody to call in at 7 o'clock.
And then Thursday we got the, you know, DJ Ray Boogie. You know, so we got a full slate. I had to get that out. And also, if you want to make a donation to the show, you know what I mean? My Cash App is $JASHONJ. That's $JASHONJ. We have to give that out, you know what I mean? Because, you know, time is money, you know what I mean? And getting up here entertaining and doing this every week, you know what I mean? It just show a little bit of appreciation and dedication for what we do. Not only for what I'm doing, the podcaster, but for the, what the listener's doing. You know, I hope I entertain and keep your attention. You know what I mean? For, you know, for the time being. Because like I always say, it's Friday night. You could be anywhere, but you're here with me. You know what I mean? Thanks for the donation, 3058. But you know, that's where we at right now. You want to try a topic, brother, before I let you go?
What's the topics?
We got four different topics, but I'll just give you one.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel if somebody offered or gave you oral sex on the first date? Do you think that's somebody you can continue a relationship with, or you just would say that was a one-night stand?
I mean, you could look at it as like it could be a one-night stand. But, I mean, back in the days, I would have been, you know, quit it, and I didn't care. You know, but today I'm more mature. And even though the vibe may be right, you know, for both of us, you know, it depends how the night goes. And, you know, we catching that vibe doesn't automatically mean, you know, we have to have sex. For me, to be honest, where I'm at right now, I don't think I can continue with the relationship. And that's because if I knew the person for about we just talking on the phone, whatever, you know, we just talking, whatever the conversations may be, we finally go out after 3 or 4 months, and then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, it depends on the individual. Put it this way, it depends on the individual minds and where they both are at mentally. That's the best thing I could say, is mentally. As for me, it's how the I would say no. I would just you know, I just got, you know, today time shoot. Somebody got something. So I don't think the relationship would just be soon. We start talking and then our first date we start having sex. I'm like, nah, I mean, there gotta be some standards in our lives, some morals in our lives, some respect in our lives. You know, I'm not saying that I don't knock any man or woman that does that. I mean, that's you. And if the relationship continues, well, God bless you. That's it. I don't look down on no one, judge no one. But, you know, for me, it just would be I don't think I see myself continuing. Once again, it depends on the couple's mentality on those two equal parties. They were talking for like maybe 6 months and they were just, you know, whatever. And then they finally went out on a date and it happened, you know, mentally, if that's them two agree on it and they want to work it on from there on, you know, I believe sometimes it's also the conversation that leads to that, knowing that, you know, we're going out to dinner and, you know, this is what I have planned for us. But then, you know, you could try to sneak some stuff in or put some certain codes in the relation, in the conversation, like, you know, in other words, like, you know, I hope you can spend the night, you know,
yo.
You know, that's it.
Yo.
That's all, so.
Yo. Damn, that was a long answer, too. If somebody gave you head on the first date, would you continue a relationship with them? Damn. Talked about 15 minutes about that. That was like a yes or no. If she gave it.
Yeah.
I think you would have kept going on and on about that. I think if somebody gave you head on the first date, you might continue a relationship with them, man.
Right, okay.
Hey, yo. Listen, before I let you go, we're running out of time. I've been asking all my callers this, you know, before I let them go, with no disrespect intended and all like that. But before I let you go, I want to thank you for calling first. But we got a little survey going on. Like, so look, do you lick ass?
No. No. Nah.
Hey. That was that say no more. That's not because you did and you had a bad experience, right?
No, I was tempted many times, but I couldn't see it, you know.
That's what I'm talking about.
I was tempted many times. I have friends that done it.
That's where I'm at with it. I was tempted plenty times. You hit the nail right on the head with that.
Mm-mm.
For real, you did. He was tempted a lot of times. We'll leave it at that.
Yes.
Hey, look, man, listen. Thanks for calling in, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we here every Friday from 8 to 10. You know what I mean? Somebody just texted me some crazy shit talking about eating bloody pussy. I don't even know if things are.
Jesus.
But, people be inboxing me and texting me, like, while I'm doing the show, like an open chat.
Dirty.
Somebody just texted me something about eating a vagina, a bloody vagina. I don't know if they saying they did that or they know somebody who did that. Well, that's what they want to do.
It's the same thing as you're eating your pussy. Like, if you eat pussy, you act. I mean, a pussy lives for 7 days. You know what I'm saying? Pussy needs the same thing.
We got an ass licker here, y'all.
Nah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, people complaining about doing that, but niggas eat bloody pussy.
Nah. You an ass man, Dre. You an ass man. don't switch up now. We got an ass licker here, ladies. Let's talk about it.
Uh-oh.
Tell me about talk about that. How do you get to that point where you lick somebody?
Okay,
ass?
every man in here, if y'all say came up to you and said, "Y'all lick my ass before you hit," who else lick my ass?
Oh, you say if a woman say you gonna lick my ass before you fuck me?
If Beyonce.
Beyonce knows. Beyonce ain't got to say that. People doing whatever Beyonce wants them to do. Beyonce could say, smell my fart or, you know, suck my toe jam out my toes. Or Beyonce could say whatever she wants. Anybody having sex with Beyonce.
You know, look, this is off the subject a little bit, but my great grandma, God bless her soul, she had told me about this man who got lived in North Carolina where he would pay you $5 to smell your feet.
Wow, he had a foot fetish.
Yeah, he had cases of like regular people. $5 to smell your feet. So it's a lot like weird shit out there in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, that was random.
It is. But to each their own. You know, everybody do what they want to do. Listen, we about to wrap this up. We about 10 minutes over the time. I really had a good time tonight. I see all the phone numbers up there, so I know everybody that's listening. And I really appreciate it, whether you press one or not. We really here for you. I want to thank the number one caller, Dre, my man Tyrone Moon Gasu, the gentleman that's on the phone right now, the Lisa Experience, and of course, me, the relationship guru, Mr. Fuck Love. You got to love yourself before you can love anybody else. We didn't get Mr. This is the first time we didn't get Mr. Nance. Let's try to get Mr. Nance on the phone one more time. It's the first time we ain't had him. 3282. Bars fell asleep tonight. 3282. That's the first time. That's the first time we missed Forrest on the show. Caller number 1-3058.
Yes.
We all know because you call every week. We know you in a facility and you don't get outside. You're inside all the time. You're a friend to the show. One of the best friends to the show. You always hear from the beginning to the end. You just beat COVID like I did. I had COVID the week before you had it. So we really fortunate that we both here. You know what
got
I mean?
Right.
Did the COVID leave you with anything? It left me with this. Like I got this. I keep doing that. Did the COVID leave you with anything?
What you have.
The same thing
you have, I have it. Yep, same thing.
Holy
look, I'm a two-time survivor, so I'm blessed.
Oh, you had COVID two times.
Right.
So you got the same thing you keep going like,
ago.
You got the same thing in your throat and your chest you keep like.
Just the throat, no chest, just the throat.
Yeah, well, just the throat, yeah. I've been doing that. I've been COVID free since last Wednesday, but I still been doing that, and I don't know why. You know, last night it was really bad. I think I'm going to have to make an appointment for the doctor.
Suck on the cough drop. You'll be okay.
Cough drops?
Hey, work for me. Anything
okay.
To keep away from the doctor.
Right. A doctor. Apple a
I
day
am not a fan
doctor
of a doctor.
It's some 10-14. We 14 minutes over. But look, I always be trying to bring you a certain amount of joy because I know you in a facility and you don't get outside and you look forward to listening to this show every week. So I always try to bring you like you know some extra entertainment or something like that.
Oh, I get plenty
of
here with the people. Let me tell you, with these people,
you
here, I get plenty of entertainment.
I know you was just in the facility. And you 63, right?
Two. Don't worry, I'm not older than your sister.
Oh,
I'm the baby.
You 62.
Yep.
And you haven't had sex since 2009.
That's it. Damn, you put it that
somebody,
way, this seems
somebody,
like a long time
somebody
ago.
Somebody text me and said, stop saying that. Stop saying you haven't had sex since 2009. Somebody just texted
yeah,
me.
I'm okay with it.
So,
tell them stop saying
so
that because I'm okay with it. I am definitely okay with it.
No, that's somebody who don't have sex. And then somebody else texted me and said, stop saying that she's in a facility. Shit, she says she tells us she's in a facility.
Too old to be holding back. Ain't no secrets no more. That's the problem. Too many secrets are held and you don't know nothing.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We all adults.
That's right.
You know what I mean? But, somebody else next. Oh, somebody's saying she the number one caller. You the number one caller. You deserve
the number one caller.
It's
asking for
like
donations so we can keep this podcast going strong.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about.
Any amount will help everybody. Any amount will help.
You know, yeah, that's right. Listen, hold up. We got somebody press one. And we after 10. But we're going to keep it going on. Hold on 1 second. 5475, did you press one or was that a mistake?
It was a mistake, but it's all right now that I'm here.
Do you
we
lick
don't
ass?
Make mistakes. We don't
Do
make mistakes
ass?
Like that.
Do you lick ass?
First of all, hello, good evening.
I mean, really?
What's going on? Exactly. At least I got somebody on my side, you know?
Yeah,
that's all right.
This a friend of over 30 years. She know I'm just playing with her.
Was that Mr. 6ix9ine?
No. That was a guy.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Who was 6ix9ine? I forgot about that. You just reminded me.
Yeah, so 6ix9ine was dude that you asked the question about, I think it was,
you just messed my head up because I forgot about that. I said, from now on, you missed the 6ix9ine. Yeah, that was him.
Yeah, I knew the voice, and it was crazy because I was like, wow, I'm over here listening, and the voice sounds familiar. And he's, like, saying, you know, talking about the whole ass thing, and he said, no. And I said, all right, you know, that could very well be a sarcastic no. That's just like a blatant no, right? But I'm like, yo, there's something to that, right? So then... Mr. 6ix9ine, if you're on the phone, I don't mean to talk about you like you ain't here, but so, and then it was tempted, and you even co-signed it and said, I was tempted too. Listen, if you're tempted, that means you want to do it. Nobody gets tempted to do something unless you have an urge or a desire to do it. So that was my question to y'all. What's up with the word tempted? And to elaborate on that a little bit, like temptation as in like in the moment and you were like, you know, fuck it, let me let it just slip and see what's up. You know, like, or like you thought about it previously. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I just feel like that word, again, means something more than just the word.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we definitely got a woman out here that likes her ass licked and she licks ass. Definitely, she's number one.
Like Dre says, we're not saying all that. We're speaking for the people in general, you know. Dre made it very clear just because of the content of what he may be, you know, speaking on, that doesn't mean that it's, you know, about him. Right, Dre?
And Dre, he listening. But look, what we mean by tempted is, I'll answer that. What I mean by tempted is that, you know, when you down there and you doing other things and you caught up in the moment and everything, I mean, the asshole is looking right at you. So I guess you would say by saying tempted, you would be like, you know, like tempted to lick the ass because I mean you down there licking the vagina already. So
So, I mean, but I understand what you're saying, too. Like, why be tempted if it's there and you want to do it? And I mean, like, fuck tempted, just do it. Is that what you're saying?
Right. And I also agree with Dre, too, because it's like, yo, the female part, there's a lot going on. That's a whole open organ. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a whole thing going on there. So as much as we know what the purpose of, you know what I'm saying, an asshole is, I feel like there's almost a lot more to the female part. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it's just like, I don't really see what the difference is besides the obvious of that, what comes out of it. But again, like Dre said, there's things that come out of the female part also. So
yeah, that's true. But I mean, when we start thinking all like that, we not gonna do nothing. I mean, if you start thinking about all the saliva, you know, from kissing, and what all the stuff that a vagina do, and then a man sucks it. Even a woman that goes down on a man, it's the same thing. When we start overthinking and analyzing stuff, then shit, sex probably.
Right. So why are you doing that then? Why just act on the temptation? What's the problem?
Well, damn it. Next time I'm down there and the asshole is right there, damn it, I'm going to lick it, okay?
You better not.
I'm gonna lick it and suck it and everything else to go along with it.
Hey, I'm just saying, you know, if there's a temptation and you're not, like, hurting somebody and nobody's going to lose their life over it, then I feel like go for it. You never know. That shit could clear up that little cough you got going on.
That's that after COVID. You know, I had COVID 2 weeks ago.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just got up. I had it. I went to Myrtle Beach for 4 days. I came back. I didn't catch it in Myrtle Beach. I caught it when I came back. I took it my test 7 days later. I still had it. I took it 10 days later. It was negative. That was last Wednesday, and I've been negative ever since. You know, because I've been this long without catching COVID, and I wouldn't have caught it, but I came in close contact with somebody who had it.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. And it just goes to show, too, like, this shit is still real. Like, people, I get it. We want to move on with our lives and we want to do things. And I get all that. I ain't even going to get into all of that. But the bottom line is, like, it's still around, you know, different versions of it. We still have to be safe. I'm not promoting anything by any means. I'm just saying, like, be safe and think about other people, because at this point it's really just that. And I also give you a lot of respect for continuing to test, right? Because as this thing goes on, it's like, oh, just quarantine for 5 days if you're vaccinated and, you know, all these changes and shit. And it's like, yeah, but you're telling people this, but they still could be positive and go back out there. So
to me, true.
I feel like the only safe way is to continue to test yourself until you are negative, and then you go about your business. Because the CDC is going to tell you everything, you know what I'm saying, wrong to do, because people are just fed up with the quarantine time and all this other stuff. But jobs don't want to pay people, you know, so now it's just easy to be like, oh, you only got to be out a few days, come back, keep it moving. But no, you still could be positive and infecting people. So,
yeah, that's,
you know,
right.
Just think about the next person. So that's what's up that you did that.
I would have never, my mother passed away from complications of that 2020. Everybody know I take that shit serious.
Right.
And I would have never caught COVID. But I came back to Myrtle Beach and I was in close contact with somebody who thought they had a cold because they had a sore throat and a stuffy nose and they didn't know they had COVID. So that's how I caught it. Or I would have never caught COVID. Never.
That means you better watch out for everybody.
Right, exactly. And
tell
I'm sorry,
something.
But
what is
you
monkey
know?
Pop? I'm here, monkey pop.
Huh?
What is a monkey pop? Monkey pop.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what the hell is going on with that monkey pox.
What is it?
Some kind of severe.
I can't even tell you what it is.
Yeah, it's like a severe chicken pox, but it's more like, I don't want to say warts, but instead of like blisters like chicken pox, it's more like, I feel like it's more closed.
But really?
Again, to me, just some shit somebody came up with in the lab because they were bored and did a favor for the government, basically.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it could be. You know what I mean? It could be. I know I'm afraid of it, whatever it is.
Right. And it's like being in a facility, you don't really have a choice because you got the patients, you got people in and out, workers, this and that. So, you know, you don't have the choice to stay away from people or do what, you know, take the precautions like you would. So, you know, I'm glad to hear that you made it through that too because that's right.
So you know what? The funny thing, I'm bedbound right now, so I don't leave out the room. So either the nurse or an aide gave it to me. And all the aides who came to me, they were tested and they were okay. But I haven't heard enough about that one nurse, though. And I have a roomie who I did not let come near me because she had tested positive, and then they quarantined her, and they checked me too, but I wasn't positive then. Here it is 2 months later, I'm positive, and she's not. I never leave the room.
I know.
Yeah,
I try not to be judgmental, like, with, you know, the nurses and, like, COs, you know, when you think about the whole situation. I really try not to be judgmental, but you know, I've been working in this facility for over 10 years now and, like, constant, like I said, this is a selfless thing. And I know damn well that I need to be careful for myself, for my family, but, yeah, for the people that are, you know, in facilities like yourself that, you know, you're fine, you know, you're looking at the glass half full, you're living, whatever, but at the end of the day, again, you still, there's some things that are out of your control. And I think it's super important for people to be mindful of these things. And again, the CDC will tell her, oh, you're vaccinated, you could go back to work. And she still could be positive. So again, even if she's taking the precautions.
So true.
You know, we have to think about it strategically and smart and say, listen, the CDC don't know everything. They might have some information, but again, like, let's use our brain here, like, and do the right thing because look what happened. And like you said, most likely, I mean, it could have been a visitor, you know what I mean, that visited your roommate. It's so many things, and we don't want to blame people anyway. Like, oh, I know you gave it to me. I want to.
You don't get visitors.
Are you in, brother?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hey. That's Mr. 6ix9ine.
Mr. 6ix9ine.
He had texted me and told me it was a good show, and I told him that you just called in and you wanted to ask me and him if you tempted to lick the ass, then why don't you just lick the ass?
Right. It ain't like you were tempted to smoke crack, you know, like.
Well, you know, that's a good question. My answer is this. We all get tempted in a lot of things. And there's some things that, for me, you know, this curiosity when I hear people, they say they do that. And I'm like, but, you know, when you look at it, when I look at it, and I'm looking at the butthole, and I'm like, well, you know, if I put my tongue in there, what am I going to catch coming out? And I just, you know, I'm just curious, but I'm not, I guess, you know, the thing is just the fear of knowing. I mean, yes, I eat pussy, yes. But that part right there, that's a little bit more, I don't know.
I hear you. But see, you switched it up to curious now. You switched it up from tempted to curious.
Well,
I like how you did that.
Well, tempting, curious, and it's like, you know, my curiosity. And there are times it's not like every time I'm like, I want, no. It's, you know, sometimes it comes to my mind, I'd be tempted. I'd be like, nah. You know.
And I'm not pro for anything, by the way. I was just messing with you. But besides that, I feel like maybe don't think too much into it. Like, who said you got to put your tongue all up in there? Just swipe, you know, just some swipe. See how it feels, you know?
that happened to you? Have you, do you allow a person to do that to you?
You know,
I mean,
listen,
you out there on the floor, you know, I mean,
yeah.
Listen,
a swipe here and there is not that bad.
Okay, so when you're talking about a swipe, like when you're talking about a swipe, like, you know, my mom used to say, make sure you swipe your butt real good with the tissue right after you use, you know, but a swipe is what, just like what, a little, what? Little quick lick and that's it.
Yeah, or like I said, you don't gotta go all up in there digging for buried treasure. You know, you just checking out the perimeter.
Oh wow! Oh yeah, doing Columbo on that number. Oh, I understand. Do a Columbo.
Yeah, like, you know, when you get home and all the lights are out and. You know, you want to check out the crib and make sure no one's in there. You haven't been there maybe in a few days. You come back from a trip and the lights are all out. You know, you just want to check around the area, see what's going on.
I told her that she definitely licks ass, and she definitely likes ass licking.
Yeah, she does.
Definitely.
She's talking about a little swipe. Yeah, okay.
A little swipe, huh?
Yeah,
a
little swipe.
Some shit. Yo, give me a little swipe.
What's a swipe?
Right.
They ain't nothing. Yeah.
I'm going to give you a little swipe, all right. We're going to give you a little swipe, all right. We're going to suck it.
Yeah, might as well do the whole thing. Just a little swipe.
He done went from tempted to curious to doing the whole thing.
Nah.
What's crazy to me is I literally, when you said suck it, right, or you're suck it, whatever, I literally got a flashback of a show we did, like, at least a year ago, if not more. And I remember this girl said that it was painful because the dude was going so hard, and she was like, yo, it was, like, painful. I don't know if you remember that, but we had this discussion about this before.
Painful.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, and I was cracking up because I was like, damn, homeboy must have been going crazy. She was just like, whoa, like borderline painful here.
Now let's see, he has spikes on his tongue.
I don't know.
Yeah, spikes on that baby or something. He must have ate some hot tamale or something. Come here, baby.
Or maybe he was just sucking too hard and it was like, you know, it's a sensitive area. I don't know.
think everybody's thinking about this as a one-way thing, as a man licking a woman's ass, but this is a two-way street here. We talking about a woman looking man at a woman looking a man, licking a man ass too.
Right. So this is 6ix9ine. Have you experienced that before?
I have done 69, but no tongue in my ass. No.
Man, you just go straight for the tongue in the ass. He said, forget about swiping.
No,
we're going all in. So the girl has never swiped.
No, never. A woman never did that to me. I never did that to a woman. Never.
How old are you?
I'm 54.
Damn.
Listen.
I don't believe that.
Is it true?
Well, I don't know, hon. Sounds like those girls were kind of boring. No disrespect.
Nah.
Ain't no,
I'm just saying.
I'm 53 years old. And
I am.
You never licked ass.
I'm being honest as anything. I never.
Nah, I believe
now,
I'm not saying
this lifetime. If it happens, I don't see myself happening. I mean, like, anything is possible, but I don't see it coming that way.
Would you stop the female if that's what she was going towards?
Well, he couldn't stop it by that time. She done did it.
Yeah, pretty much. If she did it, I'd be like, ooh. I don't know how we react. I know I'd be, like, stunned. Like, wait, what the heck you doing? But, hey.
But you would let her.
I haven't been, No, I don't know. I just never been experienced it, so I don't know what would happen. If she already did it, then there's nothing else I can do. I'd be like, hey, you know.
Well, like, hey,
there's some people like that. Some people like that. Some people like that. I mean, that's, you know, I know some brothers where they have their, in their relationships, they have their girl where, you know, put a dildo in them and all this, and I'm like, that's their stuff.
Yeah,
that's
something else.
Yeah,
that's something else.
I know, you know, this is with me and my girl, you know, I'm like, well, you know, keep that part to yourself. No.
Right. So
but,
that's something totally different. And I think that's a misconception with
never.
That.
There are,
what you
there
think,
are
Jay,
people
you
like
think,
that.
Do you think men are more standoffish about it because it represents possible gay?
Jay Shonda, what happened?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you asked him a question.
I thought you was asking him,
you.
Not me. Yes. I believe. No, I put it this way. I don't know. It could be their turn on thing. They can just, because I had a woman one time was trying to introduce, this is years. I was like in my 20s, and she was trying to introduce me to that. And she was like, you know, I'm not gay enough. She said, no, it's not about being gay. When you have a woman do it, you get a different feeling and a different outlook in it, knowing that a woman is doing it, not a man. I was like, no matter what, I do see that going as a man doing it. No. Because you're putting a dick there in my ass. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I'm just saying as far as, like, I'm going to stick with the swipe. I'm not even going to say all up in there. You know what I'm saying? But in general, do you think men feel like if they allow that to happen, that is, you know, their sexuality is being tainted, or you think that they don't want to admit it? And that's what I was saying to you, Jay Sean. Even if it has happened, right, they don't want to admit it or entertain it, because then that means that there's a possibility that they're on some gay shit.
Oh.
I don't, you know what? I had a real colorful life. So I did a lot of stuff with women. I have heard people say if a woman lick your ass or put her finger in your ass, that mean you gay. I have heard that.
But that's, I know, that's two different things. But
I don't believe that, though. Either, I just don't believe it. I believe that when two adults is caught up in the moment, I just believe anything is possible. If you think about yourself, like I think about me, when I'm really, 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 you know, when you really, really, really got that animal instinct, when you so horny and you so hot, you know what I mean, and you with somebody you care about, I mean, you might do anything.
Yeah, that is a possibility. I agree. Yes.
But do you agree with Mr. 6ix9ine that even if a woman does, like if a woman used a dildo on you, that's gay?
To me, it would make, yeah, because if you're
using
it.
Oh, hell no. Ain't no, what they call that, pegging. Ain't no woman fucking with me with no dildo
on. So that's what he was just saying.
Yeah,
he was saying that the woman tried to convince him. Yeah, the woman tried to convince him, saying, but it's different because a female is doing it. No, I disagree with that. That's taking it too far.
Yeah.
That's taking it too far.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I agree with that. But I think some men are a little hesitant to enjoy themselves a bit because they're scared, or they may not be 100% comfortable with themselves within their own sexuality, and it scares them. Nah, homegirl can't tell. That I, you know, she did this, or, ooh, if I like it, damn, does that mean this? And it's like, yo, just like Jayshawn said, like, just let it happen if you're enjoying yourself. As long as nothing ain't entering,
what
my
about
opinion.
35? What you about, 35 years old?
I'm closer to 40, but I just feel like that's just my opinion, that if nothing enters it, then you're good.
So you're closer to 40.
Mm-hmm.
So if you went on a date with somebody and a guy, he offered you to eat your vagina, offered it or did it on the first date, is that somebody you could continue a relationship with?
I want to say this topic came up before, too, and I think I gave the same answer, and my answer would be, like, we're all grown, right? So it's, like, situational. You know, like, it's how you handle yourself, right? Like, I don't care if you know, like, people be like, oh, I never did this before. Oh, I'm just really feeling, like, save all that shit. If I'm feeling you and I know that you carry yourself in a certain way and it just happened to happen like that, that shit would be corny to base the future off of that one incident. Because that could end up being the love of your life. So, again, I think it just comes with the person and the personality. Because if he's like a fuck boy to begin with, right, and this is just what he does, and that's his way of getting pussy, or he's just whatever, then it's like, all right, you're a fuck boy, and this is just what it is. But if it's somebody you're really enjoying their time and, you know, there's more to their personality and there's more to their character, then it's like, all right, we're grown. The shit happened. It is what it is. Let's move on. I'm not going to judge you for it. And it also depends on, like, the age, too, I think. Maturity level, because, again, everyone's going to look at it differently.
That's true.
And then, like,
that's,
is this the very first time you met them? A first date could be, like, you've known them for a while, but now you're deciding to take it a step further. So it's, like, how well do you know this person? There's a lot of factors, but I feel like, listen, like you said, if you're everyone's grown and you're, you know, doing shit safely and not being totally reckless and... It just is what it is. But again, there's definitely been a lot of fuckboys that I'm gonna be quiet. There's a lot of fuckboys out there. That's all I'm gonna say.
What?
Oh, I was gonna go on a spiel, and I said I'm gonna just leave it at that. There's a lot of fuckboys out there, and then there's a lot of just, you know, girls that you know, just be down for the get down no matter what, and it's just that's how they roll.
Hey, well, it's been real, for real. We like, it's like 10:46, and we still got people on the line listening, even though the show cut off at 10. But if you were on the show at 10 o'clock when it cut off, you still could listen. I'm texting people.
Oh, they
people
listen.
Telling me to call me. Oh, they want me to call them back now, but it's too late. I can't call you back. I call
they
the one
listen.
Guy on where he on the phone now. But now, since we're talking about ass and all that, now they want to get back on the show. Too late. I hear about it next. I guess I'll do a licking ass part two.
Mm-mm-mm. That's you know, what they get. Well, look, I always listen because you always learn something. You can never learn enough.
That's right. I always forget you still on. I know that until you say something.
I'm listening to the young lady. She makes a valid point. I'm listening.
She want her ass.
A lot of people are afraid to speak up. They don't want to speak up. Speak up. You'll never know unless you speak up.
She want her ass.
You don't have to. You don't have to say your name. Just speak up.
Well, let's be clear, sir. I don't want for nothing. Okay.
She want her ass. She want her ass.
No. I don't want for nothing, sir. Okay.
She's getting correction.
Make that clear.
She's correction. She's getting her ass licked.
And you know what? I seen a meme, and it's the funniest shit, and I say it all the time. It's like, I don't have time to be dealing with any man's nonsense, right? Because I got a line of dudes that are, like, trying to lick my ass, and they don't even know if I wiped good today. Okay?
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. See? That's the scary part.
Now, that's nasty.
Yeah. Definitely.
Hey.
Yeah.
That was funny as shit. I'm not saying that, you know, I live by that. I'm not saying I'm included in that. I'm just saying it was funny shit. I read that and it was hilarious, and I think about it all the time. Listen, everybody who takes a number two, we're going to end with this. Everybody who takes, if you don't get your ass in the shower or use baby wipes after that, look, man. You got to have some type of hygiene besides that toilet paper that leaves them little crumbs in your butt cheeks. You can't roll
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. Especially if you got one of them big kadunkadunks. So tell me about it.
Exactly. Right.
Hey, 2463?
Yo.
We ain't never licking no ass again.
You got that right.
Say no more. Y'all just fucked everything up.
Yes, you did. Now I'm never going to ever do it.
You had me and him think about eating ass this weekend, but after that,
you have to check the bathroom. If Shorty don't have baby wipes or some type of something, then it's a no-go.
No, I'm cool. No more licking ass.
Listen. It's all good. I mean, teach his own. But, again, you know, it was a meme. I wasn't saying that's me because I'm grown. I've been wiping my ass good since I've been able to do it, so.
Y'all better pay attention. You better pay attention.
Yeah. The teacher is
in
the building.
I travel with baby wipes.
Right.
You should see me up there. I got alcohol wipes, baby wipes, what's this spray? Lysol, everything. I'll be playing.
Right.
And I'm not
well,
even
I had
sexual.
A good, I had a good time talking to y'all.
Yeah,
and
you know,
I learned a lot
always,
tonight. Thank
always,
you very much.
It's always real. I got to always thank everybody. I got to thank caller number one, Dre, my guest, Tyrone Moon. Y'all got to get his book. It's really a good book. 5475. I got to thank
Dre,
everybody.
I still love you, Dre. Dre didn't even.
No, Dre can't get back in because he signed out, but he texted me. I just told him you was on. He, like, called me.
Gotcha.
I can't call you guys. Everybody in a hurry to hang up. You know, you impatient. You missed the best of the show. The best of
the
show.
After
was
party
that.
Is where it's at.
The after party. Yeah, I like that.
After party is where it's at.
They won't be able to hear this. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Even
so,
if you
know,
don't,
whatever.
Even if you don't come to the club, people, you got to go to the after hours. Come on, stop that.
Hey, for real. You just taught me something, man. But I just got something new for my show. The 10 o'clock after party. Oh man, see how two heads is better than one.
Mm-hmm.
10 o'clock after party. Don't miss the 10 o'clock after party. This is not being recorded. It's only 8 to 10. But if you on the phone lines and 10 o'clock come, we still here. We still in here now. We still in here right now. I'm looking. It's still people in here listening. It's like maybe I can't see how many people is, but I know it's over 25 people. A lot of still listening to the show. You know what I mean? I appreciate y'all. Y'all don't want, you can press one. We talking about licking ass. Nah, we about to end this show. Listen, I want to thank. It's getting late.
Oh, Lord. We done covered baby wipes. Oh, man.
Baby wipes, everything. You know, but we coming next week. I'm doing licking. Next week, I'm doing licking ass part two. Trust me, because. It too, every time we talk about licking ass, yo, you know what? For real, let me tell you this before I let you go. When I did the Black Kiss, I called it Black Kiss, licking ass. Is that the supreme act of love? I swear to you, we had a lot of callers on here who only was on here to hear what people said about licking ass. It was crazy. I had so many callers on here who never listened to my show. They only came on here to see what people said about licking ass. For real. And I swear. Now, that's crazy. And we kind of stumbled up on it. That wasn't even a topic tonight. We were talking about oral sex. So we just stumbled up on licking ass. So that let me know I got to bring that back next week. It's something about that mighty, mighty asshole.
And let them know, if you're not keeping it real, do not speak on it. It's okay to say you're not
right.
into it and all this and that. But, you know, in the 90s, you was tongue-kissing the girls with the tongue ring that didn't clean the shit for 2 years. So, you know, come on now.
Right. No, you're right. You're right. He's doing more
come
than
on,
that.
She done had, right, she done had about 20 dicks on that tongue ring and didn't clean the shit not once. And y'all talking about, no, I ain't trying to lick ass.
Yo, we gotta get out of here.
I'm about to thank
everybody who tuned in tonight. I'm not even promoting no more shows. I'm just promoting my show. Yo, we'll see you next week. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate it. Everybody enjoy the Labor Day weekend. Be safe, number one. Everybody be safe. The COVID is still out here. I can contest to that, and caller number one can contest to that. The COVID is still out here, and you don't even know how you get it, because I swore I would never get the COVID. I take zinc, elderberry, selenium, vitamin C, garlic pills. I wash my hands all the time. I keep my mask on. I do all that, and I still got infiltrated and caught the COVID. So everybody, just stay safe. You know what I mean? Wash your hands, keep your mask on, and because COVID affects everybody in a different way. Until then, thank you to everybody. Thank you for my 30-year friend, 30 or more years. I really don't know it's been a long time. Thank you for calling in. I know we had our differences and our ups and downs, but in the end, we always going to be cool. And,
right. Life is too short. Caller number one,
right.
Thank you for chopping it up with me. I enjoy her all the time, so.
I'm glad that
she's caller number one, because anything less would be uncivilized.
She not only caller number one, she's a supporter of the show, a donator to the show. She really is a unique and great listener. You know what I mean? And that's why I call her caller number one. Yo, we're about to get out of here. It's 11 o'clock. I know everybody is Labor Day weekend. I don't know what everybody's doing tomorrow, getting on the grill, sleeping in, or whatever you're doing. You know what I mean? Just be safe and how you doing. This is Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean, the relationship guru, the Asiatic, causing all the static, and most importantly, Mr. Fuck Love. Because everybody who ever told me they love me hurt me. Peace. And talk to you next week. I'm cool.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Get a shot of one. So I remember all the past lessons that you learned from.
Oh.
A 90-day rule, but we rushed it too.
In
2 months, we finna text, I love you.
In
5 months, became the best of friends.
In
7 months, we put our first picture on the gram.
On the
foundation that we lay and save, save a win. Nature throws us a curve, but love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're in love, a homie, love a friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works.
Yeah,
when there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again.
Whoa.
I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you, I wanna see you. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.